101.3 Nigeria Info.
Them no born your papa well. You know, it's very funny the kind of things that we trend here on Twitter Nigeria. Social media went into some really ugly frenzy yesterday with Lagosians fighting one another on Twitter, attacking one another on Twitter as to the planned reopening of the Lekki toll gate. The panel sitting on the NSAS protest and brutality, police brutality in Lagos, had given the LCC, the company operating the Lekki toll gate, the permission to go ahead and take possession of the Lekki toll gate. They appealed to the panel the second time last weekend for them to repossess the toll gate and claim some insurance damages there, and of course kickstart operations at the toll gate again. But then the panel voted 5-4. Five members of the panel voted yes, you can go ahead and repossess the toll gate. Four members of the panel voted no, you can't do that. We've not even concluded our sitting yet, and you are going ahead. You want to go ahead and repossess the toll gate. So it's been back and forth online. Going by these reactions, we've had three different hashtags. As a matter of fact, there's a protest planned for Saturday. The funny thing about these protests, because we have two one-of-a-kind protests, because one-of-a-kind in the sense that they're all protesting about the reopening of the Lekki toll gate. One of the protesters, one of the groups is saying that you cannot reopen the toll gate. I mean, you can't do that right now. It'll be unfair. Justice has not been served yet. So why do you want to go ahead and reopen the toll gate? Well, the other group is saying, look, we need to reopen the toll gate. Life needs to return back to normal. It'll do nobody any good if we hold down a company's revenue. People are working in this company. Why do you want to keep those people at home? They're saying that, look, the panel hasn't even finished sitting. So how long will you keep shutting the doors of LCC, especially the toll gate operations? Well, people are saying, look, now some are saying, look, people allegedly died on the night of 20th of October. And you can't do this to the memories of those that got wounded. People lost their body parts. People are still traumatized till today. You can't do this by reopening the toll gate without finishing with the seating, without concluding the seating of the panel to start with, without even knowing the outcome or what the panel will come through with. Well, the excuse of the panel is that they've heard from all sides. They've asked people to bring evidence. They've asked people to come forward. They've even sent forensic body into that particular zone to go and, you know, gather evidence and, you know, write their report. That has been done. So according to the panel, there is no reason, according to that body, there is no reason for them to still keep. Recall that when LCC first made the move, put their appeal forward, the panel outrightly rejected it and said, we cannot allow you to repossess that facility because it's still under investigation. Now they're saying, we've concluded our investigation at that place, so you can go ahead and repossess it. And then, bam, conversation started as to, you cannot do that. No way. You shut it down indefinitely. It's a place of crime. How can you do this? Yeah. And I've said, I'm going to bring the conversation here. It was discussed yesterday on Hard Fact. If you miss out on the Hard Fact conversation as regards this particular same topic, you can stream live on all your streaming platforms and listen to that edition again of Hard Fact. Or just go to our website, nigeriainfo.fm. You hear figures and numbers that Sandra Ezekwesili reeled out as to the amount being made so far. So there's no reason why we should be in a hurry. Well, to some people, not Sandra saying it though. To some people, there's no reason why we should be in a hurry to reopen it. Exactly. Whew. Where do you stand? If you're planning to join any of these protests, defend Lagos protest, hashtag they're not born your papa well protest, hashtag what's the third one again? What? Speak up now, can't you? Occupy Lekki Toll Gate. Yes. Hashtag, thank you. You're right, did you? Hashtag Occupy Lagos, you know, toll gate protests. All these protests are happening on Saturday, 13th. Don't worry, we'll keep you updated. We'll bring security experts. We'll bring analysts on the show, on our shows, as a matter of fact. And we'll keep you updated on this development. Not to worry about that. Mm? But hey, that is our conversation from now to 9 o'clock. Let me know what you think. Where do you stand? To reopen the toll gate or not? 0700-993-993-993. That is a studio line. 0700-993-993-993. If you're sending me your tweets this morning, after composing your tweet, before you send, just add this hashtag, #NigeriaInfoMCF, add it to the end of your tweet. That's #NigeriaInfoMCF. MCF stands for Morning Crossfire, okay? Add it to your tweet, and I will take them. I will speak with you. Now, let's go to the telephone. If you're watching on Facebook, you're free, yeah? If you're watching on Facebook and YouTube, let me know what you think as well. Are you for the reopening of the Lekki Toll Gate? Are you against the reopening? I will tell you the result of the poll that we conducted yesterday here on Nigeria Info's social media handle, Twitter. I'll tell you that result on whether, you know, they support or not support the reopening of the toll. I'll tell you much more about that, the outcome of that poll, as we go along on the show this morning. If you're ready, I am ready. Let's get talking. Lagos, Nigeria. Please turn off your radio if you're calling me. Nigeria Info. Good morning. Oh, I think we lost that call, so we're going to drop that call right now. Good morning to you. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I'm going to drop your call as well. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Chiri.
Good morning to you.
My name is Ima. I'm actually calling from Lagos.
Where do you stand, Ima?
I stand. There is no way they will open the toll gate now. If this thing now is an individual company and the justice have not been served, would they go rush to go and open the place? It doesn't make sense. A hotel in Pestac that Cynthia Morgan was killed by her Facebook friend. Have
Cynthia
been
Morgan.
Dead?
No.
What are we talking
it's
about?
Not Cynthia Morgan. But hey, thank you. Thank you, though, for calling me. I really do appreciate your thought. I honestly do appreciate it. All right. And that's the excuse. That's the reason, rather. That's the reason for so many people on why that place shouldn't be open for now. Because really, they need to see that justice is being served. They need to see something concrete is being done as regards bringing justice to those that were hurt, those that were harmed during that evening. Okay, but I want to know what exactly you think, your position on this as well. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, Nigeria Info.
Morning to you.
Yeah, my name is John. I'm calling from National Orthopedic.
Welcome, John.
Yeah. Please, I am totally against the reopening of the toll gate.
Why is that?
Because I think the investigation is still ongoing.
Yes.
And the case, the whole issue have not been brought to conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
For the Lagos State Judicial Panel to conclude that they have gotten, that they have listened to the vote of all the different party involved in the matter.
Right.
I don't think that is genuine enough. I don't think that. So why are they giving fast attention to this? Why did they want to conclude? There are so many cases that have been in court. There are so many cases that have been under their handlers before the image of this. Why are they fast concluding this one? Why are they handing over the possession of the toll gate to the LCC so fast? We are talking about the life of conscious Nigerians, people that came together to protest for the betterness of this nation. You understand?
So I'm with you.
I don't think it's a good way forward.
Okay.
I don't think it's a good way forward.
All right,
I support any legal representative that are kicking against this.
Do you think protest is the way to go?
I don't think protest is the best way to go about it this time around.
Okay.
Because I noticed that protests always end in a violent in this country. Truly, protests always resort to violent in this country. So I think we should follow it in court.
Okay. All right,
yeah,
legally.
We should take it up with them in court.
All right, yeah. Then. Thank you, John, for calling. Mba is here. Mba, good morning to you. Mba, are you here? I think Mba is gone. Let's jump on another one. Good morning to you.
Morning, sir.
Good morning.
Yeah, they're okay.
Talk to me.
Well, this move by the panel is very wrong. It's a wrong move. I think somebody gave a description in the morning about somebody losing the wife, and then before the burial, you go
and marry another person. Yeah,
that's absolutely berserk and wrong and inconsiderate. So in cases abroad too, when they ward off a location, a crime scene, they lock that place down. Yeah, so that they can get all the necessary information they need to get and everything before they now said, okay, it is clear, this place can be reopened.
Right.
You know, so why is this a different case in Nigeria? I don't know. People start suspecting that, okay, they have bribed this the legal representatives, people who are fighting for the people, and then you are now going behind. You know, it will bring also a manner of suspicions, and they'll rightfully so.
Okay.
If anyone thinks that way.
All right.
Yeah, so this is Nigeria now. Anything can happen.
Thank you, Adegoke. Atama is joining us from Ikeja. Atama, good morning to you.
Yeah, hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yes, the fault is from the government. You get? And if the people can only see that the government is handling the case well, and that justice is being served, they will not mind the toll gates being opened. Because in the true sense of it, the toll gate is a company's investment. They probably got loans to do that, to fix the road, and they're repaying back to get.
Right.
And so I don't think the ordinary Nigerian just wants to punish the workers or the owners of that company. They just want to see justice.
Right.
People were killed on that road, in that area. Somebody should be held accountable. Somebody gave the order for the shooting at Lekki. You understand? So somebody has to be held accountable. And so to open that road where no one has been held accountable is a slap on the face of Nigerians. So the backlash we see now, it's not that Nigerians don't want the toll gate to open.
Right.
It's that they want justice. It's a cry for justice. And the only way they can show that concern is to say, keep this toll gate open until people are held accountable for the crimes on the road.
Right.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you too for calling me, Tama. Let's speak with Musibao. Musibao, hi. Good morning to you.
Sir, Cherif.
Good morning.
You got to buy my car this morning, honestly. How could you hold you? On this lucky subject.
Right.
To me, I believe the judiciary, I give it to the judiciary.
Okay.
They decide. Fight against four. Now, it don't stop there. The judiciary is not stop working. They don't stop the investigation. They don't start their ruling. They then continue. And I think about those who are working the lucky subject. They have families.
Okay.
You know, no matter what happens, please, protest is not the issue for now. Let us continue. Even though the judiciary, you can go to court. You can go to High Court, to Appeal Court, Supreme Court. You can put our resources together to follow it up.
Okay.
That's what I think for now.
All right, then.
Thank you.
Thank you, Musibao, for calling. Paul is joining us right now. Paul, hi. Good morning to you. Hello, Paul.
Hello, good morning.
Morning to you, Paul. Welcome.
I'm a first-time caller.
It's good to have you here, Paul. It's good to have you.
Sheriff, I'm a good listener of your program.
Thank you.
First time I tried to call, I'm not able to call.
Oh.
Sheriff, we no go agree.
We no go agree, Abby.
We no go agree. Mm. It's totally unacceptable. It makes no sense to anybody on earth. People were killed. No doubt. No argument. We also understand that it is a company run by either individual or a group of people. But at the same time, we're talking about life. People were killed. So why in a hurry? Why giving judgment to... why giving them go ahead to open the toll gate?
Right.
We are totally... It makes no sense to me. I don't know about others.
Okay.
To me, there's no sense behind it.
Okay.
Honestly. That's my take.
If it were to be open, what time would you say that? At what point would you say, okay, you can open it?
I am not against them opening it.
Okay.
I don't think anyone else would be against them opening it.
But at what point would you say, okay, now you can open it?
We need to see justice. When we begin to see those moves make, then nobody's against them opening the gate. Let them do what they're supposed to do.
Okay.
Fine. Me, I'm 100%, even more than 100% in support of strike. That is the only way forward.
Do you mean protest? Are you in support of the protest?
I meant to say protest. That's what I meant to say. Protest. Yes, that's
so
what I meant.
You're in support of the protest. Thank you for calling me. Rotimi is joining us. Rotimi, hi. Good morning to you.
Hi, Sheriff. Morning.
Good morning to you, Rotimi.
My pleasure. First time caller, Charlie.
Good to have you, Rotimi.
Okay, very well. The big question that calls for answer here is, okay, with LCC coming back, basically what are they coming back to do? To start collecting tolls, right? And I'm sure some people out there will say, okay, fine, they need the money, the funds to maintain the roads. All along that they've not been working, what has happened to the roads really? Have they really been going bad? Have there really been any part of it that needs any kind of urgent major maintenance like that?
Okay.
Which means they're coming back, wouldn't really serve an immediate purpose, except for the fact that, okay, fine, it's going to put food on the table of their employees again. So the judiciary just need to take their time and ensure they have all the facts and they can come out with a lasting verdict to all these issues.
Oh, okay.
People just want justice to be served, because if you say, okay, fine, you want them to go back to work, and still the judiciary will still continue to say that. This is Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
Once a decision is made in that regard, trust me, I'm not sure they're going to revert it again.
Oh.
Trust me. We know the way it plays out in this part of the country.
Okay.
Honestly, my pleasure.
Yeah, thank you for calling me. Please call again, all right? I'd like to hear from you more. Okay, we're live on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3 on those two platforms. Nigeria Info 99.3. Let me know what you think. I'm gonna go take some comments that I've dropped on Facebook, and I'll come to YouTube much later on. Let's see who we've got here on Facebook. Prince Sunnyside says, "Why open of the toll gate? Who opened fire? Who gave the order?" And he has plenty of questions that he still has. Maurice on Facebook says, "If Lagos State is eager to open the toll gate, why not use a month revenue of the toll to compensate the victims and then recover their money back as they." Okay, thank you, Maurice. Thank you, I appreciate it. We're going to speak with Olushola, who is in Maryland. Olushola, hi. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning to you, Olushola. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Oh, I think we lost that call. Olushola, do try and call me back, all right? Try and call me back. I'm going to go over now to take... we can't take any more calls at the moment. Let's quickly go and take some thoughts from WhatsApp. After WhatsApp, we go on a quick break, and then we'll return to take more of your thoughts. Stay here.
You should always sit down to talk about issues. We always run away from that. Don't let anybody who is in any business with you, don't let him second guess you.
Our governors are not thinking. We don't even have local government chairmen, so not to talk of the ones that would think. You have lawmakers who are more interested in what they would get from performing oversight functions than actually making law and insisting that these laws will be obeyed.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. Let's quickly go to WhatsApp and take some WhatsApp messages. I can see your tweets as well. Keep them coming in. I'll take them. Let's take this one from Mustafa, who is in command. Mustafa says, "What is wrong with us in this country? Must there be a toll gate there? The governor has questions to answer. If I have jazz, Oga Sheriff, I will use it to defend the youth. The toll gate should never return." That's Mustafa on WhatsApp. Let's see who else we got here on WhatsApp. Why are we doing macabre dance on this Lekki toll issue? All media houses, CNN, CTV, TVC, Arise, and it goes on. Okay. And he says, "Where are the dead? Did anybody die?" Okay. Okay. You didn't add your name to it, but thank you for your thought. Let's take another one from WhatsApp. 8:24. I think I have about 30 seconds to take this. "The band Okadas and Kekes, at that time, no one thought about them and their families. And now suddenly we are thinking about the Lekki toll gate workers." Okay. All right. Thank you for your thought. Appreciate it. Here is another message here on WhatsApp. Oga Sharif, there will be another massive protest. Oga Sharif, Nanaija Ide, they don't buy the so-called panel. We are ready for part two. Biodun from Shomolu put that across. Okay, we're not done yet. Let's just take a quick breather. After this break, we'll be back and we'll continue our conversation. Stay here.
Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
And we're back on the Morning Crossfire here live from our audio-visual studios on Etimian Crescent, Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Good morning to you, Lagos, Nigeria. How are you today? And wherever you are, you're welcome to our broadcast. You can listen live from our mobile app, Nigeria Info FM. You can get that mobile app from your respective app stores. The thing about the mobile app is that you can listen to all Nigeria Info stations in Abuja, in Port Harcourt, and in Lagos. You can see the faces of the OAPs behind the microphone. You can even listen to our past shows on the podcast section. News is there on the APA News portal as well. So it's everything. And the crystal clear audio is just second to none. So get the mobile app today and enjoy radio from anywhere. All right. Welcome back to the conversation on the Lekki Toll Plaza, the decision by the panel to grant access to LCC to repossess the Lekki Toll for, yeah, whatever it is that they plan to do with that. 8:33 is the time, and I'm asking this morning, what your position is? Are you in support of the Then No Born Your Papa Well movement, or in support of Defend Lagos movement, or in support of Occupy Lekki Tollgate movement? All of these people are planning to stage a protest at the Lekki Toll on Saturday. A lot of back and forth yesterday on Twitter. However, what is going to follow that is your decision, because nobody can hold a protest without you, without your involvement. So the conversation is here, right now on the radio. And I want to know exactly what's your take is, what your thoughts are concerning the protest on Saturday, the permission granted LCC to go repossess Lekki Toll Gate. These two areas, I would love to know exactly what your position is. Charles is here on WhatsApp. Charles says, Sheriff, let me ask you, if the victims of the Lekki Toll shootings were related to the governor, the minister of works, the ruling party national leader, or even the president, do you think they will be talking about reopening of the toll gate? It shows how careless our leaders are. Charles, thank you for your thought. Let's take another one quickly now. Deborah is in Yaba. Deborah says, protesting to stop the reopening of the Lekki toll gate does not make sense. I am especially opposed to this whole thing because people died in other parts of Lagos. Mushin had casualties. People died in Oyo State. So why should it be only Lekki that these protesters are having their eyes on? I feel like people are not treating the dead people equally. You don't treat people that died at Lekki differently from those that died at Mushin. Why is it only Lekki getting all the attention? Okay, Deborah is upset this morning about that, and it's valid, really. Honestly, it's valid. Let's go and take another thought on WhatsApp this morning. Aniekan is on Bagada. Aniekan says, toll gate should not be reopened forever. It should be renamed Gate of Blood, and it should be a monument for the next generation. Okay, Aniekan, it's good to hear your side. All right, let's go to WhatsApp. Let's go to Twitter rather quickly now. If you're sending me tweets without the hashtag, I may not get to see your tweet. So you must add the hashtag Nigeria Info MCF to your tweet so I can get to see and read it. Luis Maria on Twitter says, I don't think reopening of the toll gate is a smart thing to do now. The judiciary should expedite the investigation process as well as the case proceedings and revert with a judgment. Until then, that toll gate should remain closed. Luis Maria on Twitter sent that in. Okay, so let's pick on another tweet before we get back to the telephone. I'm coming. I'll be with you in a moment. Let's just squeeze in as many. Kunle Olorade says, is the toll gate the culprit? A protest took place, people died. That road that was used is already being passed by motorists. The campaign is more about collecting tolls rather than respecting the dead. Kunle Olorade on Twitter put that across. This one, we'll take one more. Just one more. Brother Onigita on Twitter says, honestly, it saddens my heart when I heard these people have agreed to commence work at the toll gate. It's totally unacceptable. People were killed, so why the rush? It'd be like, say, these people, no, they get conscience. But I say no to protest. Okay, Brother Onigita on Twitter this morning. Weird name. Let's go to the telephone right now. 8:36 is the time from our studios this morning. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, how is everything?
Very well, thank you.
See, there's one thing I've come to believe in life, and that is not far from what the scripture said. The Bible said, the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. That is the kingdom of God. Okay, what do we now make of the kingdom of hell?
Kingdom now, of hell, Abby?
No, let me put it straight.
Okay.
You know, we talk about the kingdom of God suffering violence, the violent take it by force. What of now the kingdom of hell? Look, the government of this country is daring the citizen. And by history, we know what that is tantamount to. And let me also say this for a fact. Now, it's either for Lagos to be, or for that Lekki Toll-gate to be scrapped.
Okay.
Now, consider this. How many people are working there compared to the people that have died? Will someone in his right senses go there and start working again with that kind of massacre that happened at that place? But let me say this also, that I believe so strongly that God is a God of equity, fairness and justice.
Okay.
If you think that, if they think in their mind that that place will be open, I'm saying that that will be a talk of another history.
Okay.
That is my point. Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you too for calling me. I appreciate it. I'm going to Facebook now. Tondakayode says, the protest is going beyond the point of normal peaceful protest. The toll gate is not a culprit to the killing, but just an avenue where event and action took place. Okay. I'm sorry, but some messages are displaced. Just let me look for it again. Okay, got it. And he says, there are chances that this protest have some motive to their action. Let the protest go to National Stadium or TBS. Enough of threat to peace. Olu is joining us. Olu, hi. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good
Mr. Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
My name is Olu Muyiwa.
Welcome.
Where? 3 points. The languages that Nigeria government understand is protest.
Okay.
Because the military mentality is seen in us. We were born during the military era, and that thing is seen in us. The government doesn't understand anything apart from protest.
Okay.
And the protest will be peaceful or the government turn it into other things. Second, the government has shown clearly to us that they love money more than humanity. I can't imagine somebody will be asking, where's your money? And somebody will be paying money now after the bloodshed in that place. Then the last one, if Lagos State truly, truly, truly love development in Lagos State,
okay,
they should suspend the opening of that toll gate until all the pending questions have been answered.
The people that want to protest, Olumuyiwa, are you in support of the protest? Both the ones for and the ones against?
With all my life, my brother, you go, my brother, they call the leg. Somebody husband has died, somebody children has died. No more hope. I want to go and open somewhere to go and be collecting money. Are you?
I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry for asking me. Sorry. Olu, thank you. Kenneth is joining us on Lekki. Hi, Kenneth. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning, Charlie.
Morning to you.
Okay, so I just don't understand why we have such an insensitive government. This whole incident is still fresh in memory. It's not even up to a year in the first instance, you know? And then with all the activities that have happened around that space,
right?
Nothing, no concrete report. There is even, nobody's even taking ownership for anything. If you're coming out to outrightly deny that anything happened there, then come out with a report and say so. So that it's in the books. You can be held accountable.
So that we get closure first before you can move on to do anything.
Keeping everything vague. And you know that you already have a system where your people hardly even trust you.
Oh.
How are you going to build trust with even this kind of situation? There is no closure, and then you're just coming out. Because clearly what you're trying to do, or what I would think, in my opinion, you're trying to do, is you're sweeping everything under the carpet. It makes no sense now. This is, just like I said, very insensitive.
You know, and these are very trailing times, in my opinion.
Okay.
We don't want to repeat this thing. It was a very traumatic experience for a lot of us in Lagos, that period. You don't want a reoccurrence of this now. And then you're trying to foil the same thing again. It's just unfair, in my opinion. I don't think that this is just not even the time to be having that conversation.
Right, right. Kenneth, thank you. Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. Emmanuel is here, though. Emmanuel, hi.
Hi, Sheriff.
I'm good. Morning to you.
Yes, a number of people have called, shared their views.
Right.
The question remains, if we are really about road closure, what we should be focusing on is we should have, the road, if you are talking about the toll gates being open or not, they should have cancelled that road, blocked the road off, and people be passing the bypass. That's the way to mourn the dead. Another person called earlier on saying that they need to compensate the people that died. Till today,
right.
I don't think there is still a concrete list of anybody that has died. Fine, there were casualties. There is no doubt about that.
Right.
Has carried it. You guys have carried it. Everybody is aware. But who are these people? We need to identify them. We need to know the causes. We need to do the investigation. People caught would never solve a problem. We need a detailed listing of the court. Then another thing you need to know.
Yeah.
LCCI, insurance is paying them for every day of revenue loss. It takes 6 months to start to bad regulation. And I think it's almost getting to that 6 months.
Right,
If they don't open up, either
they will lose their benefit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So all these people saying, it's about money or it's not about money. I can tell you, LCT has not lost one naira since the beginning of this crisis. That's my take.
All right then, Emmanuel. Thank you for your thought. Aladipo is here. Aladipo, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning. Good morning.
This is Pastor Ladipo calling from Orilegum.
What do you think?
Sheriff, please, I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
What is the value of human life? The reason I'm asking this question is because if you place premium... Hello?
I'm with you, Oladipo. I'm with you.
Yes. If you place premium on human life...
Okay.
Even if it is alleged... And as they've set up an inquiry, they should even think about the human that allegedly, they should hold on. Hold on. Why are they in a rush? Now, the protests, some are for, some are against. This is the handiwork of the government. All they want to do is set up some people that will destabilize, so that the people will not unite and they will continue what they are doing. For crying out loud, please, let them, for conscience sake, for once, build trust. For me, I will not support any protest because we've seen what has happened. These people, they have shown to us that they are brutal. They don't care. I will not want any further loss of life for me.
Right.
All I would have said is that let the people protest by not using that route. Thank you, and God bless Nigeria.
Thank you to you for calling me. Appreciate it.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
If you are just tuning in, you're welcome. It's Morning Crossfire. We're live from our studios here on the island. I'm Sheriff Quatri. We're streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. I'm looking forward to reading from you on YouTube. Let me know what your position is on this conversation. The Lekki tollgate to be reopened or not. What is your position on this? Is it too early? Is it the right time? Could there ever be any right time? Is it also could be true that we have some elements of destabilization planning to orchestrate some kind of chaos and rancor in the state? Is it also true that those people that are, trending the hashtag Defend Lagos, which is number one right now on Twitter Nigeria, are paid? Could it also be true that those trying to protest on Saturday, those are the proponents of the hashtag Occupy Lekki Tollgate, are paid? Are you in support of any protest of any kind looking at what happened last year, October? Let me know what you think. 0700-993-993-993. That is 0700-993-993-993. That's a studio line. Please, when you're calling me, go straight to the point. That will be much appreciated. But then again, the WhatsApp platform is there for you to also let me know what you think via. The number is 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. That is 0809-597-5805. On WhatsApp. On Twitter, it's at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. Please add the hashtag Nigeria Info MCF to your tweet. Moses from Lagos here is on WhatsApp and he says, if a crime is not punished quickly, the people in that same very nation will feel it is safe to do wrong. He's quoting a Bible. He's quoting the Bible. Ecclesiastes, what's this? 8:11. Am I saying B or 8? 8:11. I think it's 8. It should be 8. Thank you, Moses, for the scripture. I appreciate it. All right, let's see. Ismaila from Eco Atlantic says, if the government of this country do not take their time to know what to do, the next protest in this country will lead to war. Ismaila from Eco Atlantic who sent that in on WhatsApp. Let's take another one here from WhatsApp. Upper Kenyatta from Ijegun says, I never expected anything good from the panel. Please tell me in this country, which panel in this country has an headway? None. My surprise is these people will go to church and mosque and still worship while those political religious leaders will still welcome them. No more conscience. From Ijegun this morning on WhatsApp. Let's take one more from WhatsApp quickly now. Lola is in Port Harcourt. Lola says, my own advice is that parents please warn our wards not to partake in the protest unless they want to embark on suicide mission. Lola sent this in from PH. Lala, thank you for your thought. Appreciate it. Listening in all the way from Port Harcourt. 8:48 is the time this morning. Let's get to the telephone. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Morning to you.
I've been calling for a while now.
Oh,
my name is Adekunle, calling from Egoda.
It's good to have you. It's good to have you.
My question to to Lagos State government, who is broke? Why are we after this money? Do we have conscience at all in this country? Why is everything about 2,500 naira every time? This morning we are trying to occupy Togate. The next hour, defend Lagos. Who is defending Lagos? Is Lagos even thinking at all? You are not even through with the rebuilding process. And you're telling us you're going to open Lekki Togate? It's not done. Seriously, I don't want to talk too much because it seems like my emotion will run over me. Mr. Sheriff, are you there?
I'm with you completely.
It's not funny. Okay, to the public, what is the result of that panel right now? Was there a shooting in Lekki or not? Let us just ascertain that right
now. Let's get closure first.
Yes. Let's just answer this simple question. Were they there? Yes. Did it happen? No. Let us know. Money. Who is broke in Lagos? Who is broke? Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you too for calling me. Thank you for controlling yourself. I really do. I could feel it. Eze is joining us this morning. Eze, hi. Good morning to you.
Oh, this is Eze calling from Ijabode.
Thank you, Eze, for calling. It's good to have you.
You see, I don't know why we are dragging this matter for almost a year plus now. If they want to open the toll gate, let them open it now. Whether they open it or they don't open it. There is nothing going to come out on that issue. Let Nigeria forget about it.
Okay.
And move ahead. These people, they are not ready for us. But I believe one day we are going to ready for them. Okay. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you, Eze, for calling me. Easy. Fidel on YouTube says, I totally disagree since LCC is one of those accused that was allegedly removed the camera off the light that enables the army to move in to shoot protests. This is injustice. Easy is against the entire thing. Mark is here. Mark. Oh, I think we lost Mark's call. Mark, thank you for trying, though. We appreciate it. I'm going to move swiftly now while we prepare our next call. Citizen Fidel.
Let's leave that. I think he dropped it on Facebook and on YouTube at the same time. Amusa Sumi Olusegun says, I don't support any protest at all. Whoever is aggrieved with the panel's judgment should please go to court. Okay, Amusa. There you go there. Thank you for your thought. I appreciate it. I'm going to take another one very quickly. Right. Oh, I think Abayomi is here now. Abayomi is in Lekki. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Cherry.
Good morning.
Yeah, my own take is this. For anybody that wants to protest, you can go ahead. But where the problem comes is that obstructing people who want to do their legitimate business. Oh. If you want to protest, go and protest by the sidelines. We see protests all over the world. But saying that Islam will come from. That's where we have issues. Everybody, anybody can protest whether you like it or not.
Right.
But don't disturb people who don't want to protest. If they say they are protesting, they should not pass that road. Okay. The road has been open since day one. So what will it?
Oh, we lost Abayomi's call. Abayomi, thank you so much for calling me. Do appreciate it. I really do. We're going to take a message quickly now. I have Daniel waiting on the line. Daniel, please hold on. I beg you, just hold on, yeah? I just need to take a message in a matter of seconds. After this message, I'll come to you. Just stay on the line, okay? Stay here, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're right back in a moment.
A multinational company in Lekki, Lagos is massively recruiting independent sales executives that own a car and a valid driver's license. Are you ready to work with the company with the most history worldwide? Are you ambitious? A smart worker? Do you have a great attitude? Ready to take your career to the next level? Here is an opportunity for you. Please call 0815-705-0505 or 0905-637-4258 to book for an interview.
There you go. So let's quickly speak with Daniel in 1 minute. Daniel, hi. Are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good morning, Kadri. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Look, listen. The Hausas call it Rabun Kauna.
Hmm.
I don't know if you understand that.
I don't.
The Igbos call it Ekewa Chanu Borisia. The Yorubas say I don't know. You see, the truth of the matter is this, Godfrey. Sometimes I don't like contributing to all these things. Whether you will like it or not,
yeah,
there will always be divergent views. Government have a way always and at all times to divide the people because they know that the moment the people get together, they are all finished. They are gone. But the truth of the matter is, the people in this part of the world will never learn how to get together. They cannot organize it well.
Well, Daniel, thank you so much for putting your thoughts together. Thank you. I appreciate it. Now, this is how far we can go on this conversation today. But I can guarantee you that it's not over on Nigeria Info. We continue to keep tabs on the development around the Lekki Toll reopening. We'll keep you up to date. I am out of here. Lagos, Nigeria, thank you for being a part of the Morning Crossfire today. It's been amazing. Coming up next is Daily Digest, rather, with Jimmy DC. When Jimmy is done, Collins and Andrea Teke will be here on What's Up Lagos, after which we have Sunnyside Up for you. Stay here on the nation's number one talk station, Nigeria Info. In the meantime, you can follow me on my socials at Sheriff Quadri on Twitter. Morning to you.